Okay, we are on Chesem and Beis, the Mishnah. Now, we're not going to talk about Shimshim when we learn the Mishnah. We will leave the discussion for after the Mishnah, where I'll try to give a short, brief introduction to Shimshim. Let me just say, and I will repeat this countless times, it is impossible for a person to learn Pashup Shat Nach without somebody teaching him the depths of the story of Shimshim. It is contradictory, the message is very mixed, and we really walk away, unless you don't believe in the Rabbinic Shalom, and you don't believe in Torah, you walk away totally confused because of the messages here of a person who is about Ruach HaKodesh and Manig Yisrael, who saved Klal Yisrael from some Tzaris, and then seems to be engaged in all these things that just don't fit the persona. So obviously, we don't understand Shimshon, and we won't understand them by the time I've finished teaching. But, as I mentioned yesterday, the Michtam Melio and Chet Gimel, and there's a book in English written by Rabbi Gershon Weiss, the Chen L'Rocha, that is called Samson's Struggles, that goes through the whole parsha of Shimshon, pasuk by pasuk, with a depth of an explanation. What? Yes, I've come from Rabbi Shem, my receiver doesn't need articles, I've come up, but I have a big, yes.
The person who really created me, who was the commenter for a clip on the call under a clip, and he quoted the Rosh Hashanah Brocha as saying anybody who learns Nach without a parish learns lies.
Okay, here it's more than that. Here it's more than that. Because you can learn a lot of stories in Navi with Rashi, with Bibitzudas, and have some understanding of what's happening. There's sections in Navi that are harder, sections in Navi that are easier. This is from the harder section. That's all I'm saying. Dr. Mishnah, Shimshon Holach Acharenav. Shimshon followed his eyes. Dr. Rashi, the Alpha come on, like the Gemara will say. V'chach Naku Pishna Mesenav. The Mida Kenegamida was, his eyes got poked out. Shenema, by Zeu Plishtim, the Plishtim grabbed him, by Naku his Enav, and they poked out his eyes. Avshalom Nizgah Besarai, just want to point out, I'll wait till tomorrow. Avshalom Nizgah Besarai, Avshalom was haughty, arrogant, because of his beautiful hair. Mevichach Nitla Besarai, he ended up getting suspended from a tree when his hair got caught on the tree. Mevichach Baal Eser Palakshi of it, as I mentioned yesterday, Avshalom lived with the 10 Palakshim of his father, Api, the Pesach of Avchitayfo. Mevichach Nasna by Eser Lumbayas, he was hit with 10 spears, Lumbaya spears.
Lances.
Okay. Shenema by Yisaybu Asara Narim, Naisikli Yayav, 10 youth who carried the Kalim of Yayav, Yayav's people. But Yakuz Avshalom, they each hit Avshalom. That means 10 lances. Well, if he should gone up Gimel Gnevis, the Gimel of Abbas, since he stole the heart, meaning he tricked three different sections of Klal Yisrael, Leif Aviv, he tricked his father, Leif Bezen, he tricked Bezen, the Leif Yisrael, and he tricked Klal Yisrael, the Fichach Nisku by Gimel Shvatim. Therefore, he was hit with three clubs. Nisku by means like they pierced them. But lances is the other one. Can't be the same word. The Erzkov would never use the same word for two words.
Like he did.
He does? Svatim and that? Mamish. Wow, it's Scottish for Erzkov. They use the same word for two Hebrew words. Unbelievable. The Theosaurus must not have been working that day. Like, Shevet is usually a rod. Shevet is usually a club. But it says Niskubai. Niskubai means it penetrated. Shedema Vayikach Yoyav Shloshe Svatim. The copper in his hand, by Yiskeim Belev Avshalom, he sunk him into Avshalom's heart. Rashi, Alasim Palakshim Avak the Simba Sefer Shmuel by Yazim Esther Nushim Palakshim Lishmar Abayas. David left 10 Nushim, Lumbayas Chanisas Spears. Slave Avim Belev Bezin. The Simba Elchanah. Now it's going to tell you how he fooled everybody. He tells David Amelach Elchanah Avshalom's Nedarai. I want to go. He asks David permission to go to Hebron to pay his neder, because he was a Nazir Olam. He was a Nazir, and he used to be able to cut his hair every so often, as we will learn in Masechta Nazir, that a Nazir Olam can cut his hair once in 30 days, once a year, whatever it is, different Madi Amrim, but he wanted to go and then give korbanos, so he wanted to do that. Uksiv, remember, there was no Beis HaMikdash then, he did it in a bama. Uksiv, as Avshalom Hochu Messiah Mish, 200 people went along with him. Kruim, they were invited, Vahokim Latumam, and they went unknowingly. Ramina Besaita, the Yushalmi. And the Yushalmi in Saita says, Kruim mi David. They were invited by David to join Avshalom. Why? Chayere Mitzvah David Hochimai. It was through the command of David that these people went with him. Amalai, he says to David HaMelech, his father, can you write a letter, a note, saying that people should come with me? I need two people to accompany me. I am the king's son. I would like two people. Can you write me a note that I can go over to two people and ask them to accompany me? The custom voice of David HaMelech wrote it to him. So he showed David signet. The two, the king said to go. He went to two others, and he kept on getting more and more people, each one thinking they're the two that doesn't want to go along. Till he got 200 people, and who did he pick? The Kulam Rashis and Edrais. And he picked the cream of the crop of Klal Yisrael. He was going to launch a rebellion, and he wanted the cream of the crop with him. Harilev Aviv, Hulev Bezin. He fooled his father, and he fooled Bezin. He got 200 Bezin people to follow him. The Lev Anchi Yisrael, the Ksiv, the Kerev Ishli Shtachlois, amongst people to bow down. Ksiv, Miyasimeni Shaifet Baretz. Ksiv, Ayignav Avshalom as Lev Anchi Yisrael, he fooled the people of Yisrael. And he had these 200 Sanhedrin accompanying him. He launched his rebellion, and they were with him and joined him, which is a Kiddush, but they did. So the others were fooled into joining him as well, and he got a majority of Klal Yisrael on his side when he launched this rebellion against David HaMelech. So that I don't know. That part doesn't say. The same thing is true by Hatayva, by good living. Miriam waited an hour. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily an hour. It means a little bit of time. But Moshe was put into the Yamsuf, right? He was put into the Yamsuf, and Atasuf Basuf, the Atzlat Hayor, was put in the Nile, by the bank of the Nile, right? And she waited to see what's going to happen to him. So what happened to her schar was, Shemem HaTasasav HaChosim HaRochot, V'ichach Nisakwa Yisrael Zayin Yamim B'midbar. She got to Ras. Klal Yisrael didn't travel for 7 days in the Midbar. She never had only Ras had Ras and Miriam. A little bit difficult because Klal Yisrael didn't travel till the Anan left. The Anan didn't leave for 7 days. But the terrace is, Klal Yisrael stayed there, was willing to stay there, and was happy that the Anan didn't go away because there's the payback to Miriam. That could be. The Anan didn't go away because of Miriam's cross. Exactly. Yosef Zachar Likvar Sabbath, Yosef was Zachar to be the main factor in his father's Kibura. His brothers went along with him, others went along with him, but it was Yosef who was the driving force and the one that made it work. And there was no one greater, he was the king. Horse, chariots and riders. Who got bigger honor than Yosef? So in his asking by Elisha, who buried him? Moshe buried, took his bone. So the schar of Yosef working to bury Yaakov is when it came time to take Yosef's bones out of Mitzrayim. Who is the one that did it? The greatest man in Klal Yisrael ever, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe zachah ba'atzmas Yosef. Moshe did atzmas Yosef. The envy Yisrael got when he met him. And there was no one that was zeichah to a bigger covet than Moshe. Shadam Avikach Moshe, it's Asma Yosef, you might be godly, Moshe. So it's Asim by Allah Malkam. Hashem took care of his Kvura. Shadam Avayik Bar Yosef Agai, says Hashem buried him in the valley. Loyam Moshe Bavarachu. Now the Mishnah adds, not only is Moshe the one that Hashem gathers in his neshama, and the Kala Tzadikim, all Tzadikim have ace. They don't have the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. They are buried by humans, but the Rabbeinu Shalom accepts their neshama, waits for their neshama. Shenamar v'holach l'fanechach tzitzecha, your righteousness will go in front of you. Kvayit Hashem yasecha, the honor of Hashem will gather you in. Every tzaddik is zaycha to a little bit of this madrega of Kloid Hashem Yasecha. Like Rabbeinu got it in its greatest form. The Tanikim get it in a lesser form. But we see the Mida Keneged Mida is why this Mishnah is here. Let's do Rashi. Look to Rashi.
Rabbi,
can I just finish the Rashi?
Can I ask
it?
Sure.
After Rashi. Ve'im Ba'akav Glatim Melech, Har Mida Shemadat, he did his actions, his character, Shenig Rav and Big Dilem. He was the biggest one, and he took care of his father's burial. By the Mida Mother Deloy, Shenig Rahu Big Dilem. He got buried by the biggest people. The Milanu Godlum, Imanu Shaymela, Milanu, the Yakovit Kurub, Ligra Big Dilem, Godlum Yasef. Who got a better thing than Yasef? So in his Asik by Elamisha, Shu Godlum Shu Godlum Yisrael, maybe he saw Godlum Imanu. As a Mida Shabada, Ligra is Yasef, I think Godlum, Bob Mother Deloy. Shane Godlum, Bechloy, they cover me, Misha. Nobody ever got a bigger honor than Misha. So in his Asik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in his burial. Yes. Yes, Harvey.
So it sounds like the concept of Mida Keneged Mida comes from Hashem. It's not a voluntary thing from people who do it. In other words, the people didn't wait for Miriam because they knew she had waited by the river. Moshe didn't do that for Yosef because he knew that Yosef had gone and gotten Yaakov. So then why should Moshe be rewarded? He didn't do it because of that. He was bound to do it.
Step back. Moshe Rabbeinu volunteered to do that. Everybody else was doing other things, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to take care of taking Yosef's bones. He didn't send anybody else to do it. Meaning, Hashem orchestrated this, so it should be Mida Keneged Mida. But Moshe Rabbeinu did it voluntarily.
But who else? So you're saying he had to be the one to order it because he was the leader, but he decided to do it personally, and for that he
Correct.
Was rewarded.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but it says... Rabbi Cohen, I'm sure, has an essay for talks about it. But Yikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Ivai. Dr. Medrash, everybody else was busy with Bezos Mitzrayim. And Moshe said, I'm going to take Yosef's bones. Now, the Gemara in Saita, later on, will discuss where Moshe had to find Yosef's bones. Each Shevet took their own Shevet out, Pashtas. Moshe took Yosef's bones out. He was not known where he was buried. Again, I clarify my little talking. He did not, nobody knew where he was buried, or very few people knew where he was buried. So it was difficult, and Moshe Rabbeinu put himself to it voluntarily. Now, the Rabbeinu Shlom orchestrated that Moshe Rabbeinu should have this voluntary thing as a payback to Yosef. Yes, doctor.
I would note one thing that the question is, it's not a Pasha thing. It's not taking a necklace from here. The question is, what Rashi says, and Rashi is very clear on this, the Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest man in Jewish history. On the other hand, Yaakov Zino has his very image, and more than an image, engraved on the Kisei Kov.
Let you and the Kabbalistic people take care of that. I will leave it alone. I will not answer. I don't know idea. I can't answer you.
I have no idea either.
Okay, I have no idea. Yes.
Is there a Simon Menashe?
No, because again, nobody knew where Yosef was. This Gemara, the Gemara is covered in Saita. The Gemara will cover that. I don't know exactly which one. We'll get there, Meretz
Yosef. But the other Shvatim were not...
Doesn't talk about it.
They didn't need
encouragement to take up. Again, it doesn't talk about it. It's a good question. Why doesn't the pasuk give credit to those who took the other shot? It's a good question, but it doesn't. It makes a point of a yikach moshes atzmas yosef imay, and the medrash makes a point that he gave up the chance of Bezos Mitzrayim for that. Now, I will also throw in, once we're learning chumash, and I'm only throwing this in, I'm not going to get into answers, is they also took out Atzei Shittim from Mitzrayim that had been planted by Yaakov Avinu when he told his kids to plant it in Mitzrayim. So 210 years later, on the way out, somebody had to take care of taking all those Atzei Shita from Mitzrayim out. No mention in the Chumash about those people that did it. And the Mishkan was built from those Atzei Shita that they took out of Mitzrayim with them. I assume, I have no idea, this is purely speculative, means nothing. I assume there was 100 trees. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's 50 trees. I have no idea. But there were trees, and trees had to be carried and put on wagons and taken along. And there's no mention of giving credit to those people that did it. Nor is there mention of credit to those who took the Shvatim. But it seems Yosef Moshe is mentioned as getting credit for taking Atzmas Yosef. I don't know exactly why. I'll leave it right there, yes.
On a very conscious level.
I can't. Yeah, I have told you many times, it's either you or the fan.
On a very conscious level, lest I be accused of being populistic, there's a great deal of difference between carrying out your mother and carrying out somebody else's mother.
True.
The other Shvatim carried out.
True. Tell me.
What exactly...
Because I think we're, yes.
By deciding Hashem...
I have no idea. Imagine if I tell you what.
It says it here.
I said, I don't know what it means. Again, I'll say it again. I don't know what it means. I can only say like this. This is something that Mirch Hashem at 120 will find out. Maybe we'll be Zaycha. You'll be Zaycha to find out what it means. I don't know. I don't know what Klein Hashem Yashikha means. I have no idea. I don't know. Okay, now I'm going to give an introduction. And no questions are necessary on this introduction. Because as I mentioned numerous times already, I will not explain the story of Shimshon. I can't. I don't know enough. I don't have the time, nor did I put in the effort to understand Shimshon's story completely to make sense of it. But I will give a short historical, that's why this is here so I can remember this. I didn't remember everybody. A short historical thing, so what the Navi says happened. I'm not going to say explanations. I'm just going to say the facts that the Navi presents, that the Gemara is going to deal with, not necessarily in the order that they happen. That's why I'm saying it the way it happened from the Navi, and then the Gemara will deal with different parts of it. And at the end of the day, unless you read Rav Zessler or Samson Struggles, you probably won't understand it, and neither do I. Okay, so let's go. Now, understand the story goes like this. These are the main points of the story. The Plishtim ruled over Klal Yisrael for 40 years. Benayach was Shimshon's father. His wife was pregnant. The Malach came to her and told her that you're going to have a son that's going to save Klal Yisrael. And he commanded the woman that she should not drink any wine or eat anything that a Nazir can't eat. She has to keep Hilchas Naziris on herself because the kid is going to be a Nazir. The story. I'm just saying the story. And the kid was called Shimshon. It says, he grew up. Pasuk says, Vayivecheyu Hashem. Hashem blessed him. Vatocho ruach Hashem l'pamai. And the spirit of Hashem started ringing by him. Meaning he got ruach HaKadosh. He got Nevuah. Then he went to the city of Timnas. And he saw a Plishti girl. He asked his father and mother to get him as a wife. And the Pasuk uses the term Kihi Yishara Be'enav, because he liked in his eyes she looked proper. His parents did not realize this is Hashem's plan, right? Because he was looking for a way to get involved in the Plishtim so he could kill them. He went to Timnas to speak to the woman. On the way to Timnas, a lion came to him. And he took care of the lion like one would take care of a goat. Means he killed the lion. When he came to marry her, he made a party, and he told them a riddle. I don't know what the riddle is. I think the pasuk says what the riddle is. I don't know what it is.
This is the honey. Oh, okay. What? The lion was ready. The lion had to
stay there
for about 10 minutes. Could be
right away. Is it again?
I think the riddle is.
Could be. He told them a riddle. Again. And the woman asked him to tell him the answer. He told her. She told everybody else. And Shimshon had to pay up what he promised them if they would solve the riddle. Then the father of the woman took his Shimshon's wife, he married her, and the farshim say, just to keep things on ready on the level, he was Megayer her, she was Megayer, and he married her. The father took her away and gave her to somebody else. So Shimshon went and burnt down all the fields of the Plishtim by lighting the tails of the fox on fire, and they ran through the fields, and they burned down all the grain, and then he killed a lot of Plishtim. Plishtim came to fight against Klal Yisrael. The Yidden took him. They said, we're either going to kill out all the Jews, or you better give us Shimshon. They gave them Shimshon tied up with metal chains. When he got to Plishtim, he just broke the chains like a person would break a piece of linen. And he took a cheek of a donkey. This is the story. Killed 1,000 Plishtim. Was very thirsty. Asked Hashem for water. Hashem went and cracked open the cheek, and he got water from the cheek. This is the story. I don't know if Chad knows this. Then Shimshon went to the city of Aza, and he lived with Hazina. They waited. Plishtim knew he was in the city, so they locked the city to kill him the next morning. In the middle of the night, Shimshon got up, grabbed the gates of the city, ripped it out, together with whatever was holding it, put it on his shoulders, went to the top of the mountain, and showed them that they ain't going to get him. Afterwards, he married, he loved a woman named Delilah, and she was Delilah, and she was Megayer, and he married her, and the Plishtim persuaded her to get the secret of Shimshon's strength from her. She got the secret from him. They captured him. They put him in chains. And he was in the jail. What he did in jail, the Gemara is going to discuss. And then they made a big party for their God. And they called Shimshon, so he should be a mockery in front of them, that they got Shimshon. At that point, Shimshon was told them to put his hands on poles. And he asked the Rabbeinu Shleilim, give me strength. I should take revenge from one of my eyes. They poked out both eyes. One of my eyes. He pulled down the two poles. The building came collapsing down, killed more Plishtim than he had killed during his time of war, and himself. That's the story of Shimshon. Now, just to point out, and it's one of the things I did read in Samson's Struggles, is that it says here he got punished because he followed his eyes. And then he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the scar of one of my eyes. So obviously, there's a lot more going on here than meets the eye. So again, this is the factual what happened to Shimshon. Why he did this, why he married a Plishti when he had Ruach HaKodesh and he was a Navi. And it said he followed his eyes and he got punished for his eyes. But at the same time, he got scarred for his eyes. And he married one Plishti that got taken away from him. He was Mazana with another Plishti, and he married a third Plishti. So there's a lot going on here that needs explanation. And again, without reading one of these explanations, I don't know. It's not like I know what I'm holding it back. I did not read the whole book. All I know is it's in depth about the whole purpose that Shimshon is compared to a snake by Yaakov Avinu. He's done Melchish Ali Yairach. There was a snake and a lion. The way a snake attacks, it's a whole book, and it's I call it a sefer. And if anybody interested in really understanding Shimshon should read it. We're just going to learn the Gemara and Rashi, and a lot of people can have a lot of questions, but I won't be able to help them out. Dr. Gemara Tanya Rabbana, Shimshon be'einav marad. Shimshon rebelled with his eyes. Dr. Rashi had the einav marad be'bayrei. And we're talking about a Navi now, so keep that in context. It says Marad, but it says he's a Navi. Shadam Rabbayim HaShimshon HaLaviv, Oysa Kach Li Ki Hi Yishara Be'enai. Take me this wife, because she's proper in my eyes. Now his parents thought he meant because he likes the way she looks. The way it's explained, obviously there was something deeper to the whole thing that he's marrying a Bas Plishtim to begin with. That's why he ended up getting his eyes poked out. Frank the Gemara, Aini. It's not that way. It says that the parents didn't know that this came from Hashem. Masmi was doing the right thing. He didn't do a merida. He was following what Hashem wanted. It's that the pasuk says that. His parents didn't realize this is all orchestrated by Hashem that he should marry this girl. Zok the Gemara, ki azo mi abasi yashu si azo. Yes. The Rabbi Nishan wanted him to marry that girl. It wasn't like he volunteered to do something that was wrong. It was the right act to do. This is what the Rabbi Nishan wanted him to do. And again, he was a Navi. And he got instructions. This was the instructions. Or his Nevuah, I don't know, he got straight instructions. But he understood with his Ruach HaKadosh that this is what he has to do in life. His parents didn't understand it. But when he did it, there was an element of following his eyes. And therefore he got punished. His own, says, Yishara Be'enav. Because the Kavana, again, without, I'm being very careful, I'm talking about a Navi. The Kavana was not 100% what it should have been. That's what it says. The act that he did was from Hashem. There was nothing wrong in the act of wanting to marry a Plishti girl. This is what Hashem wanted him to do. But there was an element of Yishara Be'enai, which the element of Yishara Be'enai is the reason he got punished. Again, take the book and read it. That's what it seems to say. Again, I'm going to say again, I'm not going to be able to answer your questions. You can have another 40 of them, and I won't be able to answer them. You can ask them, but most of the time I'll just shrug my shoulders. I don't know.
Was Yishara and the word Na'ah, whatever it is, are two different words?
Yes. Granted. And Rabbi Weiss, I'm sure, makes note of that. Him Hashem Yehu Shechashag Weiss Yisha Shakrachi Kedele Hizgarez V'Pushtim. This was a way to start off with the Pushtim. Now it seems, I don't know, I forget, I don't know how to pronounce that English word, that Shimshon's way of dealing with the Pushtim was not a frontal war. He did not go to war with Pushtim. In none of the stories of the thing is he going out to fight the Pushtim. He's always in a position where the Pushtim are starting up with him, and he's reacting. His God raised the Pushtim. This is the way Hashem's way to get him to start with the Pushtim. Meaning in each case, the Pushtim did something, and Shimshon is reacting. It wasn't that Shimshon came like other Nevi'im came and other leaders in Klal Yisrael came and went to a frontal attack like Barak and Devira did by Sisera. This was done, there's a word with an S, surreptitiously. That's the word I'm looking for. The whole Shimshon and Pushtim is done that way. That's, again, the limited 5 minutes that I had, or 7 minutes while they were having my essay, that I saw Rabbi Weiss's book. He says that's a nachash. A nachash doesn't frontal attack. A nachash acts, he reacts to, comes around slyly, right? So that's the way Shimshon dealt with the Pushtim. Why the Rabbi, again, please don't ask me why, I don't know. But the Rabbi Nishan wanted Shimshon to do it that way. And therefore, in all the stories of Shimshon, he's going to the Pushtim, they lock him up in the gate, so he rips out the gate. They steal his wife, so he burns them down. They come and try to put him in chains, he rips the chains and kills them all. All those things that he did were reactions to what Pushtim were doing to him or trying to do to him. There was never a frontal assault on the Pushtim army. There was never, in the story of Shimshon. David HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech, yes. Shimshon, no. Palestinians, no, they're Philistines.
No, that's true. Were they not from the Zion that we're supposed to eradicate?
No.
Where were they? Where were they?
Lived in Gaza. At least they captured Gaza.
South of Israel and Gaza.
Right.
A term from Greek, it means seeker.
The nation called Pushtim.
They were troublemakers that they were.
Yeah, they were Gaza troublemakers. They fought Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years, yes.
But why wasn't there Muhammad? To get rid of
it. Again, maybe there was. But maybe Kaiser wasn't Roy. Again. They see, again, this becomes a big shiloh, and again, I'm not going to go there, just to mention it quickly, is that the Gaza Strip, is that part of Eretz Yisrael or not? Because Gaza is mentioned in the cities of Yehuda. Is that the Gaza of now? So then they captured part of Eretz Yisrael. If they were more south of that, which they were, then they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, but they captured part of Eretz Yisrael and always fought Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Doctor.
In terms of more of his question, the Philippines, which is kind of the Canaanites,
they're not Arabs.
No. They're not Arabs. They're Greeks. Now, the reason why I said that Palestine and Philistine, same word, is that the Romans, the Philistines, the Philistines settled Carthage, the great enemy of Rome, which is why Rome named the area Palestine.
Just sweet.
Okay, let's move on. Dr. Gemara by Netanya. Rabbi Yoimer Tchilus Gilkaloi Ba'aza. His beginning of his doing wrong was in the city of Aza. Lefichach Waka Ba'aza. Therefore, that's when he was punished. When they poked out his eyes, he was in Aza. Frak the Gemara, Dao wants to say, Tchila Ba'aza Tchila. That's where he got punished first. Frak the Gemara, Tchila Skikula Ba'aza. Is that true? I'm sorry, I'm explaining. Tchilas Gukula Ba'aza, the Sid Vayedach Shimshin Azosa. He went to the city of Aza by Yarsha Misha Zaina. The Vichach Walka Ba'aza, the Sid Vayarid Zaina Azosa. They took him to Aza and they poked out his eyes. In fact, the Gemara, he did a very before that. Sid Vayarid Shimshin Timnasa. Didn't he go to Timnas? That was before Aza. Then he went to a Plishti girl. So the Gemara, Tchilas Gukula, was Ba'aza. Because in Timnas, he was going to marry her. There, he was a Zayna. So that's why it was his first kilku. Vahi Achrikain says afterwards, Vayav Isha B'Nachos Sirek. He loved a woman who lived in Nachos Sirek, with Shema Delila. Rabbi Aymer Lamala Nikra Shema Delila. Her name would not have been called Delila. Ruya Isha Shetikra Delila. She deserves to be called Delila. Delila means to uproot, to sever. Dildula as Kaikai. She severed, if that's the right word, was article used for Dildula.
Yes, severed.
Well, I was Machab and Tarchko. Dildula as Kaikai, she severed his power. Dildula as myself, she severed his actions. And Dildula as Libai. I skipped. Dildula as Libai, she severed his heart. She ripped out his heart. Dildula as Kaikai, the Ksiba Yasa Kaikam Yalov. Dildula as Libai, the Ksiba Yag, Tayrin Lila. Kihigidla as Kol Libai. She saw that he told her the truth. He told her the internal things of his heart. She ripped it out of him. Dildula as Maizav, the Stalik Shechina Minei. He lost Tashua Sashchina at that point. The Ksibu Hu Lo Yada, Ki Hashem Sar Mayalov. He did not know that Hashem had left him. I'm going to do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tchilas Kukuloi, Miz Vaza. I'm sorry, before that. Ksiba Yerit Shimshim Tumnasa Vayasham Isham Ibnai Slishna Vatita Veda Prescription. Maizav Zuchel Timnas Chaitim Vaita Shizu Vaza. Happened before the one in Aza. Tchilas Kukula Mia Ba'aza Abba Dahid the Timna Slav Kilkulu Kulahai. Wasn't so bad. Shalokalai Nisha. He married her, but like Bob Lebisnus. Shadudula Akru, Kamaya Havne Harsh in the Daldalu, like the Pasik, like the Mishnah talks about mountain stones that were ripped out. That's the Gemara, right? I want to do a little bit more Gemara. That's the Gemara. Menayata. How did Delilah know that she got the truth? It says, Vatera Delilah, I skipped. He higgled last called Levite. Delilah saw that he told her the truth. How'd she know? He had lied to her a number of times. She asked him what his kayak was. He told her one story. I mean, it's an amazing thing. She told him this, so they did that. It didn't work. Then they tried something else. It didn't work. I don't know why he kept on telling her, but Lamaisa, he told her. And at this point, she knew she got the truth. How did she know? When people say the truth, people recognize the truth. There's a recognition of truth that happens. The trashy. He told her many fibs, and she found them to lie. It's accepted and it settles with the burim alafneim and the words on their base. But it made sense. She saw he had long hair. yain and didn't drink wine. The Vina, so she understood. That he told her that his kayach comes from his hair and not drinking wine. It made sense to her. Finally, it just made sense. Why does he grow his hair? Why did he never drink wine? Now it makes sense to her. She knew he never says Hashem's name for no reason. Even the Amra, he said to her, Nazira Lekimani, he said Hashem's name. Amra Hashtavade Kushtik Amar. She's saying the truth. He's saying the truth. I just want to point out, again, as I saw in this 5 minutes that I read Rabbi Weiss. Okay, 10 minutes. I'm sorry. It's okay. Don't get involved. Make two different. Don't wait 5 minutes on this. So, my wife says that Delila did not take a knife and kill her while he was sleeping. Delila didn't go in her. If she was a traitor to the cause, as soon as she married him and she wanted to get rid of him, the person should have handed her a knife and say, kill him. Not what happened. So he goes into the fact that Delila was persuaded by the Plishtim to get his secret. They never told her, they knew not to tell her to kill him. She would never listen. It was her husband. But because if she was a traitor and wanted to kill him, he was slapped. So Rabbi Weiss, again, expands on this in a long way. I did not have a chance to read it yet.
Yeah, I would just mention that article doesn't write anything. Somebody probably know Rabbi Avraham Neuberger. Neuberger sounds like he's near Israel.
No, Naaman is not. It was near Israel. Neuberger was not. I know that, but Naaman was my chavrusa. Yes.
Is there a connection?
What?
Only
by Shemshin. If somebody decides to become a Nazir, he will not become strong. So he'll become crazy, but he won't become strong.
So he knew that. The Zerus was his friend.
Hashem had told him that's what the Malach said.
They will have strength to go there?
The Malach said he'll help save Klal Yisrael based on that. He was a Navi.
Okay. Nazir Shimshin,
when we look at Masechta Nazir, we'll deal with Nazir Shimshin.
But
Nazir Shimshin is a Nazir that's like Shimshin and never cuts his hair the whole life. But he can be Mitam Elamesim. Question of Mishainim is, can there ever be a Nazir Shimshin? Because Shimshin was made a Nazir by a Malach. He was never made a Nazir by himself, nor by his parents.
His father had to agree to it, didn't
he? I don't know. I'm not going to answer these questions.
That's not a Shimshin question.
It's a Shimshin question. I don't know if the father had to agree to it. I don't know if he had a choice. So the Malach told him, this is what's going to happen. Because his father said, I don't need it. I don't know. She pressed him, I guess the word for yitzikah,
right.
Pressed him with her words all the days, she tormented him, thank you. She did something horrendous. As they were living together, as he was ready to have the end of his via, she moved her body out from him, causing him tremendous torment that he's in a position that he's not in control or very hard to control. And she did that. That's what she did in order for him to tell her what the secret is.
It was a physical problem. It's not because of Zera Levatola.
Yeah. Well, they say it is because of Zera Levatola.
What?
Because of Zera Levatola. He didn't want to be Mighty Zera Levatola, and she put him in that position.
Being with her is make it not Zera Levatola?
Why not? Every man that lives with his wife, is it Zera Levatola?
She was the guy at this point, right?
Yes, I said that right away.
He said that right away.
Tatsayas Dr. Matsuka pressed him. Shaskamia, Gai Marbia, Taivas Adam Ruba, that's what a person's desires are the greatest. Back to the story.
What bothered him was he didn't get his
Hanukkah? No, the Mefarshim say, again, Rabbi Weiss says it's because of Zera Levatola.
Really, I'm sorry.
Maybe not Rabbi Weiss. Maybe I saw it.
In the past 5 minutes, you've told us 100 things. You'd be very fast.
I mean,
how can you?
My dad took a long time. But
Rabbi Neuberger, Rabbi Neuberger,
put the all share. I could have seen it in here, Tucker. Look to the right. Now, this is when the Malach talked to her. See, we're going out of order now. Now we're returning to the start of the story. Be careful about this di and v'secher. Frank to go to my kol tame. What does it mean, don't eat things that are trafe? Tame. Besu, I'd ask the dwarf to maim kakla. Was this a lady that ate trafe? Eventually, be a dwarf masurim benazir. Means she shouldn't eat things other than as a grape. Grape juice, anything made with anything that a Nazir can't eat. Rashi, Dwarim Asurim a Nazir, Mishras Anavim. A Nazir Shashar Anavim Mayim, V'yashbem Tam Yayin. He soaks grapes in water and get the Tam Yayin. Navka Mikol HaShiyafa, Deloi Navka Mikol HaShiyafa, Mikefen HaYayin. It's not learned out from the Pasuk Mikefen HaYayin, it's learned out from Mishras Anavim, yes.
Prenatal.
This is prenatal, exactly. I said it's out of order.
Not while she was nursing, but rather when...
No, this is when the Malach came to her before the baby was born.
Okay.
Yes.
It was kind of a similar problem in Yechezkel that he mentioned the story on the Kahanim, which is already well known from the Bible. I don't remember the reason given why Yechezkel was
I don't remember.
Okay. Shmuel was another, right?
Shmuel was a different kind of Nazir than Shimshon.
Mother.
Here's a great, we'll get to Mephactus Nazir. We'll learn about Shmuel, we'll learn about Shimshon. It's not like it's in China whether Shmuel was a Nazir, but it's not in the gay now. And his mother was not told he had to be a Nazir.
She
didn't do anything, he did.
He was Makabal Naziris?
If it's true that he was Makabal Naziris.
Oh,
it doesn't say a word that his mother was Makabal Naziris that I remember. Again, I don't know Navi. I don't know Navi well at all. I know it's a Gemara and Nazir. And in Meretz Hashem, we'll finish Saita, the Darim, we'll get to Nazir.
We have a list of questions that we can ask and can't.
Well, I made it clear that on Shimshon I'm not going to answer anything. You can always ask. I hope I never stop people from asking questions.
I think, honestly, the sheer, honestly, I'll be the charge, the sheer Shabbai Rebbe the Saver.
It's okay. If I wanted it, I'd get it. I just don't have time to read it.
After Aliyah, yeah.
Nobody's
stopping you.
My turn.
I want everyone to be part of it.
Oh.
You can't.
First, to pay for the theme of the Peliyahs, and then we'll worry about the safer. My turn. Not thinking about my turn. The Yevakel Kimas Hamichtash Hashem Balechi. Hashem cracked open. What's the Michtash?
A hollow.
The hollow and the jawbone. Am Rabbi Yitzchak the Meir of Ami, who evil the davar tame? He desired a davar tame, meaning a gayish girl. Again, he was megayer them, but it was out the gayish girl. And again, the Gemara makes it sound like a taina. And before we said ki mashemu, this is part of the problem. Yeah. Therefore, lefichas nitnu chayim a davar tame. His life was dependent on a donkey's cheek. He was dying from thirst. And Hashem gave him water from a donkey's cheek. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mikhtash Mokim Kviyas Hashem, where the teeth are put. Even with Davatame, Lisa Basel Nechar, to marry a Gaish girl. Davatame, Lechi Achamor, Shilamali, who? Not at a donkey or a mace, but some. Dr. Gamar Weiter.
Rabbi, I'm sorry, was this a punishment for Shimshon? That's where he got the water from? Did this cause him distress?
I don't know. It's a good question. I can only say the following. I'm going to take a minute to answer this because I think it's an important insight. Sometimes the Rabbi Nishlam sends Yeshuas in one way and sometimes in the other way. I'll give you a marshal. Right, Esther. Saved, this Kaiser was saved, an unbelievable miracle. But if you look at it, Esther was stuck in the king's palace for the rest of her life, living with the Shagans. I know the Mekubalim say that Esther had a shade that was there that represented her, but if you learn Gemara and Megillah and Rashi, you don't see that. The Mekubalim do say that, but We're not going to go there. We're going to learn Parsha Peshat. She was stuck and had a child from Achashverosh who ended up being an Eved Avodah Zarah. The king of Persia served Avodah Zarah, her own child. That's a, I'm going to use the word, and I have to be careful, it's a backhanded way of saving Klal Yisrael. They were still in colors after that. It wasn't the Yeshua that everything is wonderful and hunky-dory. You find the same thing in Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael from Aram through four Mitzrayim. That was the key of how they got saved. It's a story in Navi. Malachim. Right? You get saved through Mitzrayim doesn't make you feel all that great. But you got saved. It's a little bit of a backhanded way of saving. The Mepharshim say that. In this way, it's also true. It was a backhanded way of giving, I hate to use the word by the rabbi, so backhanded way of taking care of him. You don't deserve that your water come from a good source. You deserve that there's some element here of, hello, again, I have to be so careful because I'm talking about Shimshon HaGibor and Navi. But the message Chazal is saying is, he had something inappropriate, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him a little bit in an inappropriate way. There's a backhanded way of saving Klal Yisrael. Right? Today, when we get these nisim that happen constantly in Eretz Yisrael, it's backhanded. It's backhanded.
Rabbi, is the message for him or is the message for us? Or is it, was he supposed to be conscious of this, that it was happening, and make tshuva because of that?
I think so. But I think we're also supposed to be conscious of it. It's for him also, yes.
Okay.
Rashi? No Rashi, yes.
What you're saying, her friend gave a really nice year, if you haven't done. The truth is, we have been working on Plan B, if not Plan Z, ever since the first day out of existence. We have been on Plan B ever since there was the Yerida. We talk about it every single Yom Tov and Lusin, that Klal Yisrael went out in shame. I mean, the destiny of Klal Yisrael was to be mishmashed in the nation, but it was supposed to be in the covenant fashion. We changed it so that we went out in the nation.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, I agree. I mean, I was trying to say a similar kind of thing.
Something which we should be aware of.
Except I disagree with one thing you said, but it's not for now. I'm not going to argue with you. There was Plan A again in Mount Tabor for 40 days.
That's absolutely true. And the Yeridas, there are two things of which I know which you mentioned about Amrish Kodal Fate. One of them is Amrish Kodal Fate,
right.
And the other is Klal Yisrael.
Right.
And both were followed by a great Yerida.
100%. That I know even without learning Kabbalah. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos, and Mitzvah, we will continue on Sunday.